When 62-year-old art teacher Sheila Buck left her apartment last Saturday, just a few blocks away from the Trump rally in Tulsa, she wasn't expecting to stay long.
I just wanted to see what was happening in my neighborhood. So I put on my T-shirt and I didn't have a black face mask, so I constructed one out of a T-shirt.
Buck also donned an I Can't Breathe T-shirt and had a ticket to attend Saturday's rally. People in line did give her looks, she says, but she said she also saw plenty of people wearing costumes. One man with a brick suit pretending to be a wall, and children dressed as Donald Trump. She said she showed her ticket, which was on her phone, to a Tulsa police officer.
Ma'am, if you can hear me, can you tell me what officers told you that you did wrong?
I was trespassing and breaking the law. And they're arrested.
That's an MSNBC video showing Buck's arrest on national television. Tulsa Police Department released a statement saying the Trump campaign staff directed them to remove Buck. The rally was a private event, they said, and the campaign staff were within their rights to remove her.
They said it would be like you having a private party at your house and you are asked to leave. We're asking you to leave. And I said, this is my city. This is my town. This is my country. And I have a right. I was on the street. I have a right to be here.
Buck says the racial injustices she witnessed during her time as a public school teacher in North Tulsa made her a Black Lives Matter supporter.
I was concerned with what I saw happening in the classroom with some of the teaching methods and the teaching.
Her attorney, Dan Smolin, says Buck's First Amendment rights were violated and she had a ticket. And on that ticket, there was a long list of things you can't do. Smolin says Buck wasn't doing any of them.
But what the ticket does not say is, if we don't like your outfit that day, we can ask you to leave. And that's exactly what happened.
Smolin says she wasn't posing a threat. And he's bringing claims against the city of Tulsa and the Trump campaign, saying they violated her freedom of speech and that it was a wrongful arrest. Buck plans on fighting the charges. For KOSU, I'm Allison Herrera.